For information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Bob Giammarco of Sentinel Safe Floors in North Attleboro. Slip and falls are the number one cause of accidents in hotels, restaurants, and public buildings, resulting in over $70 billion in annual medical costs and compensation, and leaving over 300,000 people with disabling injuries every year. Servicing both residential and business clients, Sentinel Safe Floors uses nano-grip technology to protect your loved ones, guests, and employees by making floors slip-resistant and safe. To learn more, please visit our website at www.sentinelsafefloors.com. We don't install floors, we make them safer.
This week on AACS Channel 15, the Attleboro Lady Bombardiers basketball team takes on the Franklin Lady Panthers. After starting off the season with 8 straight wins, the Lady Bombardiers lost their last 2 games against Mansfield and Oliver Ames. The Lady Bombardiers are looking to start another winning streak by defeating the Lady Panthers, who have won only 2 games this season. Visit AACS.com for a schedule of playing times on AACS 15. As always, you can view this and all AACS programming in HD on AACS.com or on our Roku and mobile apps.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, don't run and hide if I love you too. Oh, please don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I knew love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I knew love was in vain. Fell in love with you.
Sorry, I forget which remote correspondent recommended that, but there's another indicator song. Songs from high school dances that let you know whether you were in like Flynn or whether you were driving your date straight home after the dance. Oh, Beth by Kiss. Says Agent 76. Yeah, that was one of the only songs written and sung by the drummer in Kiss. Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Oh, because me and the boys are playing all night. Yeah. Beth by Kiss. Wow. 508-222. Leo Wiltshire. I went to college with Leo Wiltshire. And I remember whenever there was a musical, he wouldn't sing a musical song to audition for the musical plays at Bridgewater State College. He would sing Beth by Kiss. And I shouldn't criticize Leo because I was that guy too. If you're trying out for a musical play, you got to sing. And if you're auditioning for a musical, you should sing a song from a musical. Because that's the art form that you're trying out for. Leo used to sing Beth by Kiss. I was like that too. I thought I was too cool. No, I'm too cool to sing a show tune song. If I sing a show tune, people might think I drink pumpkin spice coffee. You get the idea. I used to sing The End of October from Dan Fogelberg. Is that Souvenirs or Capture an Angel? One of those albums. But yeah, 508-222-1320. Gosh. Man. Kevin Callahan has checked in. You know Kevin. Kevin wants some wingies. Callahan, Stairway to Heaven was the biggie in the 80s dances in Cumberland, Rhode Island, where he went to school. See, folks, that's what we're looking for. Let's prove James Friedman, an award-winning Dave Angel, and Jim Jones, players all in high school, who never had to worry about indicator songs. They were like, what the heck is Healy talking about? You know what I'm talking about. You went to the date and you didn't know, is this going to work out or not? Indicator songs would tell you. If she danced close to you, arms around you, you're in. If arms were fully extended, not so much. Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. Oh, that started slow. See, and here's why Stairway to Heaven, another way that was an indicator song, because that starts slow and then it ends with blazing guitar. Oh, God. Oh! A deep cleansing breath. Hold on. I just had a specific memory of Stairway to Heaven from my junior prom with Therese Martin, captain of the cheerleaders. It was a platonic date. She went to the prom with me because she took pity on me. And yes, they were playing Stairway to Heaven. Jesus God, I can see this clear as day. Me in my brown tux with the broken zipper. Yeah, the fly broke on my rented tux for the junior prom. Stunning. Had to go to the metal shop and hold it together with duct tape. That's a true story for another day. But anyway, she's in her yellow dress. I'm in my brown tux with a yellow frilly shirt. Doing the fully, arms fully extended slow dance to Stairway to Heaven. And when the guitar part hit, she immediately separated and started doing the regular dancing to the rock and roll music. Meanwhile, Steve Harvey, Mark Marino, Jerry Flanagan and Cheryl Ravine, who he's now married to. Oh, God. Dave Catalozzi. Yep. Gary Bodge with Chris Gallopo. Them and all their dates, they kept slow dancing through the rock and roll part of Stairway to Heaven. Let's just say their post-prom activities were far more entertaining than mine. 508-222-1320. 508-222-1320. Joe, I'll get to your... Well, let's just do it. Oh, please don't play it. No, I won't play Stairway to Heaven. It's too long. And I missed it now. I've got to get back to it. Agent 75, I think it was, wanted to know, how could anyone hate Tom Brady? And I know you grew up in New England. You've loved the Patriots since the days back in 1960 when they stunk. It's tough for you to believe it, but people hate Tom Brady for a few reasons. One, he just keeps winning. Two, Spygate, Deflategate, destroyed cell phone, Trump supporter. So yes, I know it's hard for you to believe, 75, but really, it's not just me. Millions of people hate Tom Brady. Anyway, that's not why Jim Jones came into the studio. And this time I turned on your microphone right away, because this time you didn't walk in shaking your head.
No, thank you. So it just came to me as I'm out there.
Okay.
And you're talking about arm extended or close.
Yes.
Well, in my day.
Back in my day, yeah.
Unless she was pressured into it.
Yeah.
She's not, the good indication that she likes you is that she's dancing with you.
Well, this dance.
Because if she didn't like you.
No,
because if she didn't like you, she wasn't dancing with you. Period.
You could dance with friends.
Slow dance.
If arms were extended, you were.
No.
You're at the prom together. You have to. You're at the prom together. Unless you're Lee's date, in which case you don't leave the table. What was her name again?
No, you're talking dances, not proms, though.
We started with proms, but yeah, dances or proms, yeah.
No, see.
No, well, because sometimes you're dancing with a girl to a regular dance, you're doing that ridiculous shaking we used to do in the 70s, and then a slow song comes on, and you're in the middle of the dance floor.
Now, at the prom, wasn't that well-established before the actual dance? Yeah, or wasn't it established on her acceptance of going to the prom? Yes, we're going to go to the prom. I will go to the prom with you, but we're going as friends.
Yeah, that was
well established beforehand.
Yes,
not at like
yes.
So middle school
I guess
or high
right.
school
I
dances.
I guess this does fit high school dances more than proms or balls. You're right.
Right.
But you just finished doing the ridiculous shaking we did in the 70s, which we called dancing, mm-hmm. which really was horrific when you look back. Our parents could dance. Swing dancing, that's dancing. Mm-hmm. Heck, even the foxtrot. Who knows? But then, so the rock and roll song ends. Now the slow song starts. There's people all around you, and she doesn't want to embarrass.
No,
hold on.
They split and go to the go their separate ways.
But that's the whole thing. She doesn't want to blatantly embarrass you.
No, that's
by walking
that's
off the dance floor. You know, see, this is the difference. See, this is. It's time for our 11 a.m. break, but I've got to put it on hold. See, you don't understand this. Players like Dave Angel and James Friedman don't understand this. The first 2 years of high school, I'm this tiny little guy. Right. How come none of the girls take me seriously? So I was in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. I was friends with all the girls.
Right.
Laurie Clapp, Robin LaMarche, friends with
all
of them.
You were the one that they went to when
yes.
Biff dumped her.
Right.
What should I do?
Exactly.
Or ask you advice about this other guy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Laurie Clapp. When someone asked Laurie Clapp out for a date, she would come to me. How is this guy? Can I trust him? So I was in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. So now I finally reach puberty. I grow 6 inches over the summer. I show up in high school as a junior, and now I kind of look like a normal high school kid. But it's too late. Game
right,
over.
Right.
You're
solidified.
Yes, I'm solidified in the friend zone. Over. So trust me, I know what I'm talking about when we discuss indicator songs because I lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you didn't, you
right.
player.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit this weekend?
We'll talk.
We'll take a break.
All right, we'll be back after this on 13. You're the second person to bring it up. The okay. song, you mean?
No.
Someone said there was a great Kellyanne Conway song I had to watch.
No, only the people over the
interweb
can hear us right now. Yeah. So we'll take a break.
All right,
because we have EAS running right now. All emergency right. alert.
We'll be back, and you're beautiful.
You're listening to WARA, 1320 AM, Attleboro.
On February 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Goff Memorial Hall in Rehoboth, the Rehoboth Antiquarian Society will hold their third concert in the 2016 season of the Rehoboth Arts in the Village series. Sarasa, a duo consisting of cellist Timothy Merton and Jennifer Morshies, will perform pieces composed for famous kings, queens, and dukes. With harpsichord accompaniment, the cellists will perform works by Bach, Handel, and Vivaldi. For information about the concert series, call the Antiquarian Society at 508-463-5384 or visit carpentermuseum.org.
The Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks has been part of the Attleboro area since 1906. They have always been involved in community service and charitable fundraising, giving back to our veterans, supporting our seniors, and providing youth enrichment opportunities, such as soccer and hoop shoots, fishing derbies, and dictionary projects, while also providing academic scholarships. The Elks are over 800 strong locally, and their members are their greatest asset. To learn more, you can go to attleboroelks.org. Remember, Elks care, Elks share.
This Rhonda, the name of Lee's date who wouldn't leave the table was Rhonda. Now, back to our show. Sorry, Lee. Hey, come on, I take enough abuse in this show. Sometimes the listeners do,
week
too.
Week on WECS Channel 15, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee of Greater Attleboro presents their 30th annual church service. The event features keynote speaker Ron Jones, as well as musical performances, poetry, and prayers from clergy of multiple faiths. Visit AACS.com for a schedule of this and all AACS Channel 15 television programming. You can also view the program in high definition on AACS.com, on the AACS mobile app, or via the AACS Roku app.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
down, I bet I'd do it in my head. Come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. Well, Ronnie, you look so fine.
Look so fine.
All right, this is not an indicator song. This no one ever slow danced to Help Me Rhonda. This is a blatant and intentional zing to Lee. And Lee wrote in, you zinged me. Thanks, yes. Lee's prom date or senior prom date. One of his proms went well. The second prom, his date Rhonda wouldn't dance with him, wouldn't talk to him, wouldn't look at him, wouldn't leave the table. Lee, that was a rotten thing for Rhonda to do. There it is, the Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda. If you have any indicator songs, we have, a little less than an hour to go in today's show. We'll get them on there. I love when this happens, when we stumble onto topics. I wanted to talk about alternative facts, which Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Goebbels, two mouthpieces for Donald Trump, tried to convince the nation over the weekend. Alternative facts are different facts that are also true, when in reality they are lies. And it was hysterical when CNN was playing a clip of Kellyanne Goebbels' appearance on... she was on with Chuck Todd on NBC. They reshowed the clip on CNN. Alternative lies are fact. Alternative facts are lies, said the graphic below her on the screen. Thing of beauty. 508-222-1320 is the number. 508-222-1320. Okay, and then El Miguel says, how much do you want to bet Rhonda is dressed up and protesting in Washington yesterday in the march? You think, Lee, she was at the march? Boy, the Trump supporters, did you see some of the evil memes they put out over the weekend about that parade? Just like their fearless leader, just like their Fuhrer, attacking the physical appearance of some of the marchers. Oh, how classy. Oh, how well done. Stunning. Hold on here. One more thing here. This is on my own laptop computer. Ex-CIA director, Trump should be ashamed of himself. And don't worry, Agent 75 or 76, we'll make this real quick. Former CIA director John Brennan was reportedly deeply saddened by President Trump's remarks at the CIA on Saturday. According to former CIA Deputy Chief of Staff Nick Shapiro, that's no relation, is it, Carol? Never mind. According to former CIA Deputy Chief of Staff Nick Shapiro, Brennan believes that Trump should be ashamed of himself for his display of self-aggrandizement. Self-aggrandizement. Yeah. How many Trump supporters know what that means? Anyway, former CIA Director Brennan is deeply saddened and angered at Donald Trump's despicable display of self-aggrandizement in front of the CIA's Memorial Wall of Agency Heroes. Brennan says that Trump should be ashamed of himself, Shapiro said in a pair of tweets. During his remarks on Saturday, which, by the way, this is me, not the article, we all heard Trump diss and question and belittle and criticize the CIA during the campaign. We all heard it. We heard him say it. It's on tape. He can't deny it. And then Trump shows up at the CIA, and of course, because now he's in front of them, he tells them how wonderful they are. Number one, how much they love him. The number one intelligence agency in the world. Heck, I don't even believe that. Christ, we all know that the Israelis have the number one intelligence agency in the world. Who's kidding whom? Anywho, back to the article. During his remarks on Saturday, Trump took the opportunity to blast the media for their coverage of the inauguration, accusing news networks of lying about the size of the crowd that attended the event. Wow. Honestly, it looked like 1.5 million people, whatever it was. It was. But it went all the way back to the Washington Monument. No, it didn't! And by mistake, I get this network and it showed an empty field. And it said we drew 250,000 people. Now, that's not bad, but it's a lie. Okay, first of all, no network said it was 250,000 people. It was more than that, but it was nowhere close to what Obama had in 2013, and nowhere close to what Obama had in 2009. The photos confirm that. Ridership on the Metro confirms that. It is, to deny it is to laugh. And again, Kellyanne Goebbels says nobody cares about Trump's tax returns, and a majority of Americans in this country do care. That we do care about. This, the attendance at the inaugural, Donald, what are you complaining about? That nobody cares about that. Really, that it's irrelevant. It's meaningless. It affects nothing. But you can't take criticism at all in any fashion whatsoever. You're getting upset, you're lying, and you're making yourself look bad over an issue that is irrelevant. Meanwhile, on the taxes, blah, 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 more on that later. Anyway, Trump also denied having a feud with the intelligence community, blaming it on dishonest media and vowing to strongly support intelligence officials. Yes, the media is dishonest for reporting exactly what Trump said. Stunning. 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 A functioning democracy, a healthy democracy, relies on a well-informed public and a free press. Trump won based on an uninformed public or an ill-informed public, and he wants to crush free press and all kinds of dissent. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil, my Führer. Wow. As you know, I have a running war with the media, Trump said. Yes. Yes, and don't talk to me about a liberal mainstream media. It's not a liberal mainstream media. It's an educated mainstream media. There's a big difference. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth, and they sort of made it sound like I had a feud with the intelligence community. And just want to let you know that the reason you're number one, stop, is exactly the opposite. Stunning. Stunning. All right, 508-222-1320 is the number. We'll get away from that and get back to indicator songs and why people hate Tom Brady so much. 508-222-1320 is the number. 508-222-1320. Ooh, two more messages here. Hold on. Agent 51 says she, meaning Kellyanne Goebbels, was on Face the Nation right afterwards and he treated her with respect, unlike Todd. Well, you know, again, there are false equivalencies. If you just start treating someone disrespectfully right off the bat when they're a guest on your show, of course that's wrong. We all know that's wrong. But when you finally lose your patience, when your guest continues to insist that something is not true, is true, because of, quote, alternative facts, end quote, I can understand Mr. Todd losing his patience. She keeps shoveling the lies and keeps trying to say their truths right out of the playbook of Goebbels and any other fascist nation you want to believe, you want to think of. I can understand Todd losing patience with her. What was the point of having Spicer out there defending crowd numbers? Exactly right, 51. I'm not sure if you sent this text or not. Again, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I pick your battles. Pick your. I think that's what Jim Jones talked about during one of the commercial breaks. Pick your battles, Donald. Man, there are some legitimate arguments you have. There are some legitimate fights you want to take on. What about the fake story of the MLK bust being removed from the Oval Office, as Agent 48? Absolutely right. There was a fake story about Donald Trump removing the MLK bust from the Oval Office. The story came out, and it was retracted within the hour. It was a mistake, and it was immediately retracted. That is one falsehood compared to an avalanche of false stories on the Trump side. So yeah, mistakes are going to be made on both sides. But one mistake by the media that was retracted within an hour does not let Donald Trump off the hook, or his mouthpieces, Spicer and Kellyanne Goebbels. He's not off the hook for his avalanche, his mountain of lies and mistruths, because of one mistake by the media. They made the mistake, they owned up to it, and they immediately corrected the stories within 1 hour. Spicer and Kellyanne Conway are still defending Trump statements that have been proven to be untrue. That's the difference. 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. Indicator songs. You're at the high school dance. This song comes on. You will know by the end of the song whether she likes you, she really likes you, or whether you're just a friend. If you can think of any, send them in to me at 508-222-1320 or 774-287-6194. Let me get rid of that, and we'll play this.
The Chaminade Music Club will be having a pipe organ concert at the Murray Universalist Church on February 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. The concert will feature several musicians, including organists Janice Waterman and David Burnham, soprano Sarah Michael Smith, and baritone Gary Thies. Organists will be playing Murray Universalist Church's 1882 Hook and Hastings pipe organ. This concert is free and open to the public and will be followed by a reception. For more information about this concert and future Chaminade Music Club performances, visit chaminademusicclub.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Finding a mechanic or automotive repair facility can be an arduous task. Questions like, am I being overcharged, or am I paying for work that doesn't need to be done, are valid concerns. Roberts Automotive understands this. That's why they abide by a code of ethics to help keep your mind at ease. When bringing your vehicle to Roberts Automotive, they'll explain how to correct existing problems and perform preventative maintenance. Most importantly, Roberts Automotive knows your vehicle vehicle is more than transportation. It's a lifeline to work, to school, for family. Roberts Automotive is located at 193 Pine Street in Attleboro. For more information and to view their code of ethics, you can visit their website at robertsautomotiveinc.net.
This week on AACS, is the word racism dead in this country? Can the side effects of our nation's history with slavery be felt? La Salette Shrine and On Common Ground will showcase historian, illustrator, and author Joel Christian Gill as he discusses the subtle racism and walls people still create. Catch this and many more local events in HD on AACS.com as well as our Roku app.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
Subject is Indicator Songs. If she danced close to you, you were in. Arms extended, not so much. This is Agent 76 recommendation for an Indicator song he remembers coming out on the wrong side of. We pushed a button there. By the way, welcome back to Pontificating with Paul. I'm alternating between Trump bashing, which I did early, so I'll cut down now, and Indicator Songs, which is a subject we stumbled on, and it's really hit home. Beth was requested earlier. I wasn't going to play it because it was never one of my favorites, but then I couldn't find the song I was looking for, so I did play it. Once again, I am completely out of touch with my audience because that song went over big, big. Remote Correspondent 18, I love this message. Singing along and swaying with pumpkin spice coffee in Rehoboth. Thank you. Thank you, Correspondent 18. Special Agent 51, great song choice, was their response to Beth by Kiss. Agent 75, this song is so good. Wow, I am glad I was able to play it for you then. And then Agent 76, Paul, you're actually playing the song. Wow. 76, that's for you. Are you kidding me? You're a Trump fan. After all the Trump bashing I did, I owed you at least that much, didn't I? I think so. And what's even better, Well, it's better for you, not so much for me. The audience liked the song that you picked a lot more than the songs I've been picking. Rats. But wait, there's more. Love this song, all capital letters, says Agent 33. Very good, but wait, there's more. Oh no, and then, all right. And now I come crashing back to Earth. Jim? I gotta get Jim. Okay. You might have heard one of our ads, our public service announcements, highlighting some of the sports events we have on AACS, which I broadcast. At the end of the ad, it tells you different ways you can watch the sporting events that we broadcast on AACS 15, for which I am the play-by-play announcer. El Miguel, because he's setting me up. El Miguel, because he will take any opportunity to make me look bad, which isn't that difficult. El Miguel says, Paul, can you explain to us how the AACS Roku app works? Could you explain that to those of us who don't know? El, you know perfectly well that I cannot explain to you how the Roku app works. I don't even know what a Roku app is, and it's worse than that. Not once, but twice, Jim Jones has shown me and explained to me how and what a Roku app is. I thought he was speaking in Greek. I had no idea what he was talking about. So if there's anyone out there who can explain how what a Roku app is and how it works, I'm listening. All right, 508-222-1320. But moving back a few more moments, Agent 76 deserves a round of applause because, much to my pleasant surprise, Beth by Kiss, that was a home run. The listeners liked it. All right, where are we? 508-222-1320, 508-222-1320. Kevin Callahan, during the third period of one of the hockey games we were broadcasting, we got into an impromptu discussion of movies. You're at home, you're flipping through the channels on the remote, and there are certain movies where if you see that movie on, you stop, you put down the remote, and you watch that movie, even though you have seen it 5, 10, 15, 2,700 times before. Do you know how difficult it is to get a male of the species to actually put down the remote control? You know how hard that is. Even when we have a show we like, you keep the remote in your hand because there might be something better on somewhere else. Carol, the lovely Carol McLaughlin of the Quincy McLaughlins, is a normal person. She finds the show she wants and then puts the remote control down and watches the program. And get this, she even sits through the ads. The express reason they invented the remote control was so that you could change the channel during the ads and then flip back to the show you were watching too late and you miss the key scene. But anywho, so Kevin and I started talking about movies that make you put down the remote. And during the hockey broadcast, people started texting in to Kevin movies that make them put down the remote. So we're going to have to save that subject for another day because we have stumbled onto a different one. Indicator songs. Oh, I've got to try to find that Saturday Night Live clip as well. Also still on the table, who was more hated in this country and who was more hated in the world? Donald Trump or Tom Brady? We did get a remote correspondent earlier. Shouldn't Hillary Clinton be in that equation as well? Well, I guess she probably should, because there are many people who don't think well of Hillary. But we're making this a one-on-one, Trump against Brady. What was your reaction over the weekend on Saturday to the Women's March? My brother Rich and my nephew Matt, his son Matt, they stumbled across it in Boston. They went to the Celtics game on Saturday. And Rich, because Rich, one, has more money than God, and two, is one of the cheapest human beings that ever lived. And again, cheap and thrifty, there's a difference. My father was cheap. My mother was thrifty. Rich is cheap, like my dad. So they parked way out on Beacon Street in Brookline and walked a couple of miles to the Boston Garden. And by complete accident, got wrapped up in the Women's March. So I am just dying. I am just dying. Hoping that by mistake some media organization took a picture of the Women's March with my brother Rich in it. Because I love my brother Rich dearly. He's a great big brother. He played catch with me a heck of a lot more than my brother Michael did when I was a little kid. Rich is even more to the left than I am. But as far as lefties go, and again, I love my brother dearly. He does have a few misogynistic tendencies. Again, he's 12 years older than me, so he grew up in a different era. And his first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and 87th evaluation of a woman is based on her physical attractiveness, her brains, her intellect, her spirituality, her worldview. Those rank a little lower on how he evaluates women. So I would give my right arm. No, that's not true. I would give my left arm if someone somewhere could find a picture of my brother Richard walking with the women who protested. Because my brother Rich, he's one of those guys. He's a lefty. He's a lefty who did not vote for Hillary. He did not vote for Trump, but he did not vote for Hillary. He would give you a litany of reasons why he did not vote for Hillary, and they would be semi-true. My brother Rich did not vote for Hillary for one reason and one reason only. Hillary is not drop-dead gorgeous. If Hillary was good-looking, my brother Rich would have voted for her. It's time for us to take our 11:30 break at 11:32, but to heck with that. We'll go right to the phone lines at 508-222-1320. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
Good. Oh, this weekend, I'll tell you, is everybody totally insane? These other countries must be just laughing so much.
You mean the other countries where they had huge protests and marches as well? Millions of people marched.
What are they protesting, the bunch of idiots?
They're protesting a fascist who has taken power in America. They are protesting someone who belittles disabled people, who belittles women, who doesn't discuss issues, but issues insults. That's what they're protesting, Gina.
They just won't let go, though, will they?
Damn right we won't let go.
Everybody ought to be a total shame of themselves.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Trump supporters should be ashamed of themselves.
I'm totally happy.
And they should be sending buku thank you cards to the Russians who helped him get in power.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
You know, would you want Clinton, who's going to raise everything up and give free college and all this BS there?
No, that was Bernie's stance, not Hillary's stance. And yes, I did want Bernie.
You know, someone said Hillary Clinton's behind all this, and I wouldn't doubt it.
Bull.
She's a bad loser.
There it is. And Trump's, which that you can understand. You know what? You can't understand Trump. Why is Trump such a bad winner?
Why is he a bad winner?
Because he's won the presidency and he still can't stop campaigning and abusing and demeaning those people who disagree with him. If there's anything worse than a bad loser, it's a bad winner. Ask your high school gym teacher. Boy. Man.
It's crazy.
It is crazy that Trump got elected based on the complete denial of truth and facts.
Now, one of my nieces wants a baby. She's crazy. I wouldn't bring a baby into this world.
Neither would my son. My son never plans on being a parent for that exact same reason.
Nope. Even though they were saying it. Well, actually, it was Tony. And I said, I don't blame you two guys. I really don't blame you.
Yeah.
You know?
Tony,
oh, well.
Tony's so fixated on her career as well, Gina.
Oh, my God. She's going like crazy, working and
yes.
Ah.
Now,
she's even working with a doctor that's sending her patients.
Oh, God.
She's doing so fantastic.
That's fantastic. That's great for your niece. Tony is one of the smartest guests we have had on this show.
Isn't
some kind
that,
of kinetic electricity therapy or something. Now,
you're
Gina,
listening to
Mark,
Paul
hold on.
Healy here on
hold
AM
on.
13.
Rat, sorry about that, Gina.
Yeah.
Who did Gina vote for? Who did Tony vote for?
I don't know. I don't ask the kids that.
You know? If you ask her and say, I don't want to get into a discussion about this. But Paul Healy told me to ask you this one question. We're not going to talk about it. I guarantee you that your niece, Toni, because she's so intelligent and well-read and knows history, voted for Hillary. I guarantee it.
But, I mean, it's amazing at 26 what she's accomplished,
yes.
Really.
Yes, that's great news. And then someone, Agent 75, agrees with you. He says people were being paid to protest by billionaire Hillary supporters. That is simply untrue. Bull.
It's just sickening.
Bull,
you know,
I call
it go
that.
A little bit. You know, if you're the news, the papers. But we'll talk about the Patriots one second.
Okay.
Amazing that they're going back to the Super Bowl.
That is good news.
Yeah. Okay, I still think a lot of you. Have a good day.
Hey, Gina, I think a lot of you, and you're right. It is disgusting. It is sickening that a man like Donald Trump is our president. Absolutely right.
You're going to get me, aren't you? One way.
You ask Tony, Gina. Ask Tony for me.
Okay.
All right, take care. We love you.
You too. Bye.
All right, and again, politics is part of our world, but it's not. It's one part of our world. And Gina, I love you. 76, 75, I love you. 76 says, Paul, you're giving yourself a headache going on with Trump. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm feeling much, much better. Cleansing my soul and saying this stuff out loud and getting it out. Oh, and then Jim Corbin, Hillary or Conway? Who's the better looker? One, their physical appearance is irrelevant. Heck, Margaret Thatcher, far more conservative over in Great Britain. She was a prime minister. Not my cup of tea. She was Great Britain's version of Reagan. She was more competent than Reagan. She wasn't physically attractive. And again, she didn't endorse my policies, but she was a respectable leader. Angela Merkel in Germany, certainly not a Victoria's Secrets model and a highly competent head of state. So who gives a crap? Who cares who's better looking? Hillary or Kellyanne Conway. If you're talking about who you want on your calendar or posters that hang in garages and repair shops, fine. Then who's better looking matters. When you're talking about policy that affects the citizens of this country, who cares who's better looking? Wow, who has the better policies? That's what matters. Wish it mattered more to my brother Rich.
The Parkinson's Disease Support Group meets from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month at Community VNA in Attleboro. People with Parkinson's, family members, and friends are welcome to attend. Many new and helpful resources are available at the group to help people with Parkinson's disease live well. Meetings are free and open to all. For more information about the group, you can contact Community VNA at 508-222-0118 or visit their website, communityvna.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start yours.
Hamilton the Pug? Did he say Hamilton the Pug? I didn't even know the pugs were dogs.
Story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Betting Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at betting-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090. This week on AACS Channel 15, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee of Greater Attleboro presents their 30th annual church service. The event features keynote speaker Ron Jones, as well as musical performances, poetry, and prayers from clergy of multiple faiths. Visit AACS.com for a schedule of this and all AACS Channel 15 television programming. You can also view the program in high definition on AACS.com, on the AACS mobile app, or via the AACS Roku app.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's
508-222-1320. It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes. On her makeup and brushes her long, long hair, and then she asks me, do I look alright? And I say, yes, you look wonderful tonight. Party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady walking around with me, and then she asks me, do you feel alright? And I say,
there's the Indicator song. I was so long ago, I forget who recommended that one. Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. It's another song he wrote about Patty Boyd after George Harrison was done writing songs about Patty Boyd. We have one more break coming up in a few minutes. If you have an Indicator song, slow dance songs at high school dances that let you know whether or not you were... in like Flynn or driving straight home after the high school dance, give me a ring at 508-222-1320 or text me at 774-287-6194.
She helps me to bear. And then I tell as I turn out the light, I say, my darling, you are wonderful tonight. Oh, my darling, you are wonderful tonight.
One of our quality control engineers, Lee, has checked in. Lee, I love you. You're wonderful, Lee. I thank you for your listenership.
Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat.
Hold on, that's because I went too long on the last break. Lee, I appreciate your listenership. I especially appreciate your corrections and amplifications. But no, Lee. In fact, hell no, Lee. Hell no. I am not playing After the Lovin'. I'm sorry. You know, I would do almost anything I could for you. But I refuse to play After the Loving. Please. Give me a break. 508-222-1320 is Lure Number. 508-222-1320. Yes, Agent 75. Yes, I have seen this. And, of course, this is a tweet or a meme that's going all over the internet that only a Trump supporter could think was funny. Fact, well, actually, it is a little funny. It's tasteless and disgusting. And if you don't respect women, Or if you're like my brother Rich and you believe that women should only be judged based on their physical appearance, you'll think this is funny. I think this is disgusting. But you sent it in and I'll read it. Fact, in one day, Trump got more fat women out walking than Michelle Obama ever did. You know, one of Michelle Obama's pursuits, one of the things she tried to help with this first lady was the epidemic of childhood obesity. So it's a, in a Howie Carr-like way, it's a simple insult. And yeah, even someone like me, you read it, you laugh. But you get deeper into it, that's pretty weak. That is very, very weak. To read it and chuckle is one thing. To forward it to other people, that's ew. But that's okay, we can agree to disagree. In one day, Trump got more fat women out walking than Michelle Obama ever did. And again, if you joined us late, I did say that the one thing, the most accurate statement Donald Trump made all last weekend, and again, he's only been president since noon on Friday, and it is, it's even to us Trump despisers, he's babbled even more BS than even we thought. He shoveled even more lies than even we thought was possible. But the truest thing he said all weekend about the protests, the women's marches, why didn't they vote? Comrade Joe disagrees. He's confident that all of them out there protesting voted. I'm not. Because a lot of people protested after the election, November 9th, 10th, 11th. And it turns out there were some crowds, one in Oregon and some in other places. There was a huge protest in Oregon, thousands of people. They did a survey of over 800 people in that protest, and it turns out fewer than half of them actually voted. So Trump is right about that. Great, great. It's wonderful. And then, it's funny, Trump made an insulting comment, and then his handlers got to him. He sent out an insulting tweet to the protesters, and then his handlers got to him. So he sent out a follow-up tweet how he respects the protesters because that's allowed in a democracy. You know that wasn't Trump's. No way that was Trump's initial instinct. But, you know, Kellyanne Goebbels or Spicer got to him. Geez, Donald, you have to say this. But Donald is absolutely right on that. It's wonderful you're out there protesting on January 21st. Where the hell were you on November 8th? Wow. All right, 50, and it's... It speaks poorly to Hillary. All right, 508-222-1320. Let's get back to the indicator song issue. John Davis was in studio. He has a great show on AACS, Who You Should Know, or People You Should Know in Attleboro. It's really a quality show on AACS. It talks about what's going on behind the scenes. When I first asked him if he could think of an indicator song from high school dance, at first he had no idea what I was talking about, but then I explained the premise. It's a slow song. When the song begins, you wonder how your date will turn out. When the song is over, you know how your date will turn out, whether it's a romantic date or a just a friend date. Well, then he got it. Then he knew exactly what I meant. So back to the subject of indicator songs. Kevin Callahan is back. Yeah. Kevin, he can tell you a lot about a T-bone. Callahan says Faithfully by Journey was another biggie at Cumberland High School when he was there at Cumberland High School. Faithfully by Journey. Listeners to the Pontificating with Paul program, I am throwing down the gauntlet. I want one of you to text me at 774-287-6194 because I do not want to play Faithfully by Journey. I'm just not a Journey guy. I mean, they're better than ABBA, who isn't, but I'm not a Journey guy. So if I don't, I'll have to play it. It's a request. But unless one of you can come up with something better, you're going to hear Faithfully by Journey after our next break. And you don't want that, do you? Really? In your heart of hearts? A couple of other remote correspondents. Oh, okay. Thank you, Lee. After the Lovin' was not a request by Lee. Thank heavens. He was just mentioning it. He thought it fit. You're right. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Kevin, I might be wrong. Agent 76, who recommended Beth by Kiss, also, unbeknownst to me, and I believe not coordinated with you, he requested Faithfully by Journey as well. Okay. And Agent 75 says Faithfully is a good song. I know most people think it's a good song. It's just not my cup of tea. Oh, and then Kevin says I wasn't requesting that song. I hate that song. All right. We'll be right with you, caller. Hold on. And then Agent 33 says nothing wrong with Journey at all. I know. It's like, I'll be right with you, caller. It's like the Dave Matthews Band. People love the Dave Matthews Band. I should love the Dave Matthews Band. He smokes more pot in a day than I do in a month. It just doesn't reach me. I don't know why. Journey's the same thing. People love Journey. Who knows? Just doesn't reach me. I'll be right with you, caller. Hold on 1 second. I like Journey. What a WTF, says Agent 99. Maybe we'll have to play it. Journey has a lot of great songs, says Agent 95. And Kevin says, I'd rather hear Babe by Styx or Best of Times by Styx. Oh, hell, I'll play Journey before I'll play Styx. Let's go to the phone line at 508-222-1320. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, who's calling?
Phyllis McGuire, one of the original McGuire sisters.
Oh, hello, Phyllis McGuire. Wow, hey. Your voice is remarkably like Dave Kane's.
Isn't that frightening?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Kafka at all?
Oh, yeah, the German existentialist philosopher.
Yes.
Yes.
Who, whose work was element of, like, realism and...
Yes, very much like Albert Camus.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, well, I've decided that my new name for Kelly Conway is Kafka.
Kafka, that's even... you think that's better than Carol's name, Kellyanne Goebbels?
Well, I liked Goebbels. I liked that. I thought it was a little. It made me cringe a bit. But the Kelly. See, this would be Kelly Alternative Facts Conway Advisor.
Oh,
Kafka.
Oh, so it's a not a pseudonym.
It's an acronym.
That's it. See, yeah. I knew it was one of those NIMs.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Kellyanne.
Kelly
Kafka.
Alternative Facts Conway Advisor. Kafka.
Outstanding. Wow.
So I just thought you would like to have that. You know, I got to defend Trump a little bit. I mean, you know, he did use the wrong numbers schedule to figure out the attendance at the inauguration.
Yeah.
He used the same calculator that I use when people say to me, how many people listen to your show?
Okay, good point. Good point.
Same wrong one, right? I mean, I'm doing what I can. You know what I mean? So I thought that, so from now on, to me, she's Kafka.
Kafka, I like that.
Kafka.
I like that.
Yeah. So I just, now, we had a fun show on Saturday. I'm sorry you missed it.
I know.
We had a lot of laughs.
I know, I was part of it. I did listen to,
Auntie Donna was back.
Most of the 10 o'clock hour I listened to, Dave, but I couldn't listen before that and after that.
Well, that's okay. We were going to give you a quiz, but
No,
I'm sorry, you missed the opportunity.
Oh, darn the luck!
All right, so I will. I'll be talking to you, but I just want to let you know that's my new name for her.
Okay, Kellyanne Kafka. Are you? Oh, Faithfully by Journey. Okay, all right. Do you have any, Dave? Do you know what I was talking about when I mentioned indicator songs at the high school dance? Yes, at the high school dance.
I know.
If she dances, if it's a slow song. Like we had people recommended the Duprees.
Yeah,
we recommended Color My World by Chicago. It's a slow song, and if she dances with her arms around you, you know you might head up to Inspiration Point after the dance. If she dances to the slow song with her arms fully extended, you know you're taking her right home after the dance. And believe it or not, we've through the entire 3 hours, we've been going back and forth on one, Trump bashing, and two, indicator songs.
Well, I can tie this all together for you.
Okay.
Because if you watch Trump at the inaugural balls, first of all, he can't dance.
Well, hold on. He's a white male. I forgive him for that.
Secondly, the VP did one of these where your hand goes up and down, you're holding hands. And now the end is near.
Oh, funny.
And the hand's going up and down. Oh, like he's wearing the shoe boxes the shoes came in. You know what I mean?
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah,
well, see, your generation, you guys could do swing dancing, big band dancing.
Swing dancing. Wait, how old is your big weapon? What?
My generation, you know, those of us who danced to rock and roll in the 60s and the 70s, we might be the worst dancers in all of human history.
Well, I was a 60s guy.
Dave, please.
I was a
please.
50s guy.
Dave, please. Please, come on. Your swing era, who's kidding whom? Heck, you go back to the roaring 20s for crying out loud.
Hey, listen.
Dave, give us a foxtrot. Give us a foxtrot over Charleston. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. I'd be more than happy to do that.
All right, Dave.
23 skidoo to you, fella.
We love you, Dave.
Bye.
Bye. There goes Dave Kane. Donna Sprague hosts Dave's show every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon. Okay, folks. I didn't want to play Beth by Kiss. I played it because I felt I owed it to 76, and you all loved it. Then I get a request for Faithfully by Journey. I told you I didn't want to play it, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, did the remote correspondents pour in during Dave Kane's call. What's wrong with Journey? What the WTF? Obviously, we have a lot of followers of Journey, and they want to hear the song Faithfully for our last selection of the day of indicator songs at the high school dance. You'll love this remote correspondence. What's wrong with Journey, Pumpkin Spice Boy? My Iata. All right, you want it, you got it. Faithfully by Journey after this on 1320 WAR. A.
From February 15th through March 4th, the Attleboro Arts Museum will exhibit Then and Now 2017, interpretations of selections from the Attleboro Art Museum's permanent collection. Then and Now 2017 will spotlight the original work of newly invited artists responding to different selections from the Art Museum's permanent collection. There will be an opening reception for the exhibit on Friday, February 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The reception is free and open to all. Reservations are requested but not required. To reserve a spot, email office@attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Finding a mechanic or automotive repair facility can be an arduous task. Questions like, am I being overcharged or am I paying for work that doesn't need to be done, are valid concerns. Roberts Automotive understands this. That's why they abide by a code of ethics to help keep your mind at ease. When bringing your vehicle to Roberts Automotive, they'll explain how to correct existing problems and perform preventative maintenance. Most importantly, Roberts Automotive knows your vehicle is more than transportation, it's a lifeline. To work, to school, for family. Roberts Automotive is located at 193 Pine Street in Attleboro. For more information and to view their code of ethics, you can visit their website at robertsautomotiveinc.net.
Call us now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320.
Well, you can credit or blame Kevin Callahan for this indicator song, Faithfully by Journey.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Stand by me. I'm forever yours, faithfully.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amy Goodman coming up next at noon with Democracy Now. There it is, folks. See? See? I can admit to being wrong, unlike certain presidents of certain countries. Didn't want to play Beth? You loved it? Didn't want to play Faithfully by Journey? You loved it, based on the remote correspondence. Thank you. Thank you. I had fun today. Sorry about the Trump bashing. I know some of you didn't appreciate that, but I think we all kind of enjoyed the indicator song discussion. Those are the kind of shows I like, the topics we stumble on and have a lot of fun with. Have a great time, folks. See you tomorrow, 9 a.m. Amy Goodman next. Is she dancing close to you? Or are her arms fully extended?